Joseph went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to register along with Mary, and while they were there, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Hello, I'm Steve Douglas with the Lighthouse Report. You know, I still find the fact that Jesus, God's only son, was born in a stable quite incredible. During those days, stables were often caves with feeding troughs carved into rock walls. The surroundings were dark, dirty, and quite frankly, foul-smelling. Not the picture you see on most Christmas cards, and not the atmosphere you would envision as the birthplace of the Messiah King. But it is a beautiful, awesome picture of God's love for us. Jesus Christ, the light, came into a sin-darkened and dirty world, and he came for everyone, from kings and rulers to peasants and shepherds. So as you celebrate this Christmas, remember to thank God for his awesome love, for giving such a wonderful gift, the gift of Jesus Christ. But also take a moment to look outside your window and think of your neighbors, co-workers, friends, and family members who haven't received this gift yet. Commit to being a light to them this coming year. Come into their world. Passionately pray for them. Show God's love through caring. And when opportunities arise, share how Christ's light has made a difference in your life. Jesus came as the light of the world for each of us. Now, who can you share that most joyful news with? Even this week. It's the greatest gift that you can give.